The Syrian president says his country is awaiting, quote, actions from the U.S. Now, the comment comes after the U.S. Secretary of State appeared to acknowledge that Washington needs to talk with Damascus to end the conflict there.
We are still listening to the comments and we have to wait for the actions and then we'll decide. Any real change with regard to Syria could be positive, providing that it stops the political, financial and military support for the terrorists fighting against the Syrian government.
Now, Assad added that his government has had no option but to defend the country against foreign-backed militants since the beginning of the conflict. Now, the Syrian president made the remarks after John Kerry's interview with CBS, in which he signaled a U-turn in America's position with regards to the crisis in Syria. The U.S. State Department was, however, quick to correct Kerry's weekend remarks. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Kerry was referring to Assad as, quote, shorthand to mean the whole government. She stressed that the Syrian president will never be a part of peace talks. This after Kerry's comments drew angry reactions from Turkey and France, which rejected negotiations with Damascus. Joining us via Skype from New York is Derek Ford. He's a scholar and professor. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ford. Now, when Kerry spoke of negotiating with Assad, how much of it was just a slip-up as opposed to a real understanding of the situation there by the White House and weighing their options, which include talking to Assad?
That's a very good question. What we're seeing right now in the region is the U.S. trying to grapple with fairly rapidly shifting sands in terms of the total destabilization in the region that's been brought about, of course, by U.S. occupations and U.S. intervention, and in particular, the funding and arming of the Syrian rebels. And but the situation has basically become so dire that the U.S. is attempting to shift alliances and to create a situation that would provide some stability to the region. And I think that Kerry's remarks, you know, there may have been a slip in the tongue, and that's why there was the backtracking in terms of, you know, First off, I will say that there's a kind of a ludicrous notion that the Syrian government stands, you know, that Assad is somehow, you know, single-handedly controlling this entire nation. I mean, it represents a profound misunderstanding of the Syrian state in particular. But I think it's becoming increasingly clear that the U.S. objectives to overthrow the Syrian government and to install a client regime in the state, that prospect is becoming increasingly untenable.
Well, I'd like to pick up on this point that you've just made regarding the separation, at least when it comes to the U.S., between Assad and the government as a whole. How do you interpret that? What does it actually mean?
Yeah, well, I think that it's the United States is trying to navigate rhetorically, really, a way out of this crisis that they have created. That would make it appear not as a complete defeat. I think that's really what we're seeing here. Now there's a question as to how successful that could be. I mean, Assad was popularly reelected last year. He has the popular support of the people and also of Iran, and I think that that's a crucial piece here, that these remarks come, of course, as the United States is trying to establish some favorable relationship with Iran, and it's precisely because it is Iranian military advisors that are collaborating with different militias and different militaries in the region to fight ISIL and to actually create some stability in the region. The U.S. doesn't want to appear as if it has completely been defeated, although I think that that's what we're seeing. And so I think that this this tendency to, or this separation of Assad from the Syrian government, I think is largely rhetorical in an effort to appear as if the U.S. has not is not being defeated.
Right, and very quickly, if you can, how do you think the countries like Turkey, Jordan, Qatar, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia are going to react to the separation where the U.S. said we want the Assad to leave, but we want the government to stay in place? Because let's not forget, these nations have all their fingers in the pie, and they have invested quite a lot when it comes to regime change in Syria.
Yeah, and I think another country that's absolutely crucial to add to that list would be Israel, which, of course, is also very upset at the U.S. moves, both in particular in Iran, actually. And so it will basically be how willing they are to fall in line with the dictates of the U.S. government, because, you're absolutely 100% correct that they have invested quite a lot. They're continuing to invest a lot in regime change. So I think that, that remains to be seen, basically, if they will fall in line and if they, how much they can benefit from stability in the region, at least temporarily.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Scholar and Professor Derek Ford joining us via Skype from New York. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.